for our time in the Word together, that you would just bless it and open our eyes, Lord, as we just open Scripture and see, Lord, just the wonderful things, as you say, in your law, in your Word. We ask in Jesus' name, amen. So I started thinking, we heard it, I think Bishop said Sunday, it's a quote from Jim Elliot. He is no fool who gives up what he cannot keep to gain which he cannot lose. And we see the just reality of those things. And so I just spent some time, I felt like the Lord wanted me to go to Philippians 3 and just read some familiar verses to us. But you know, we're just on this, we're on this eternal journey. You know, when you start your walk in relationship with God, it's an eternal thing. You know, God looks at eternity. We look at, we get really tripped up in our culture, and I laugh about my kids all the time because they're so socially awkward because of the media today. They text. They'll sit right beside each other and text. That's how they talk. And so putting in situations where you have to communicate and interact with people, they're socially awkward, this generation that we have, right? They're just quiet. They don't talk. They don't know how to. I don't know what that has to do with what I'm fixing to say, but I was saying with the fast pace that we live, and God does things. He looks at an eternal picture for us, not just a temporal what we look at. And I'm often reminded of, you know, when they built the cathedrals over in in Europe, different places around the world. When they would start building and laying the foundation, they would begin to plant the oaks. The acorns, the oaks that they would actually use for the timbers, meaning that they probably wouldn't, whoever planted them probably wouldn't use them, but it was for the next generations to come. As they were building, it would take them 100 to 200 years to build this, their churches, their cathedrals, you know, these large churches to the Lord. So they had more of an eternal perspective. The early Christians, much more so than we do, of the eternal perspective. You know, when one of the saints was being taken off, I can't think of his name right now, he was martyred and burned at the stake, 86 years old. They're taking him to burn him, and people were trying to stop it. He was like, no, don't stop it. This is cool. This is awesome. You know, I get to go out like in a blaze of glory to the Lord. And Ignatius died, St. Ignatius, the guy who actually knew John, died in the Roman Colosseum, eaten, given to lions. And he thanked the Lord. He said, oh, well, I will be bread for God, you know, and in the mouth of these lions. So they were really a lot tougher than our generation, especially the believers. But anyway, these words that Paul, which is familiar words to us, and I'll read the verses before there to kind of lead into this. Gotta watch my time here. Finally, brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things again is no trouble to me, and it's a safeguard for you. Beware the dogs, beware the evil workers, beware the false circumcision, for we are the true circumcision, who worship in the Spirit of God, and we glory in Christ Jesus, and put no confidence in the flesh, although I myself might have confidence even in the flesh. If anyone has a mind to put confidence in the flesh, I far more. I'm circumcised on the eighth day of the nation of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, as to the law, a Pharisee, as to zeal, a persecutor of the church. And as to the righteousness which is found in the law, found blameless. And then he says this. But whatever things were gained to me, those things I have counted as loss for the sake of Christ. More than that, I count all things to be loss in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. And that word loss is actually a mercantile word. Or merchant's word, meaning an unsuccessful business transaction or a bad deal that just didn't go through. In life of everything, he said, anything that was gained to me compared to gaining Christ is just a bad business deal. So I don't want to be, and I was thinking this, you know, and as Kim Clement, just now he's with Jesus, fully alive, you know, fully healed, he had a brain tumor, fully aware, all his in Christ is now his in full, right? He has no barriers anymore, you know, he's just there. I want to be there not thinking of the bad business deals I didn't let go of, right? I was reading about a guy, Evan Hopkins, today, and in 1873, he had a real encounter with the Lord where Christ being his life was just kind of alive to him. That all grace abounding, that scripture that Bishop, you know, that was the verse that God used. God is able to make all grace abound to you, having sufficiency in everything for all, you know, that it was all his. He said, I was like standing before this land looking, and it's all mine. And I realize that it's all mine. And from now on, I'm on a journey to experience that all that's mine in Christ. And he had that real encounter. So as Paul was saying this, I view everything, anything that would have been gained to me in this world, is just loss, you know. And it's a bad business transaction. And whatever that is in our lives, that's not him, in the end, it's going to be a bad business transaction. It's going to be a bad deal, right? Because it's going to be worthless, absolutely worthless. And I love this. The surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. In other words, even in comparison, that Greek word, there is no comparison. It so surpasses, knowing Jesus so surpasses everything else in life, you can't even compare, right? There's not even anything to compare it with. Or any measurement. And for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and I count them but rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ. And that word rubbish is from two Greek words meaning dog and to throw. Scraps. That's what it means. I count everything scraps that you would throw out to the dogs. And in comparison, again, to knowing Christ Jesus. I count all things. All things in life, apart from that, is just rubbish. Right? Again, he is no fool who gives up what he cannot keep to gain that which he cannot lose. May God give us that heart. And he goes on, that I may be found in him. And you've heard me say this before. That word means that I'm always searching for him in every situation in life. I'm always like searching for a treasure, that I'm always searching for him. That I may be found by him, always searching for him in everything. Isn't that cool? That I may be found, always finding him. And you know, here's a cool thing about it, because here's one promise that Scripture gives you, that if you seek him, you'll what? Find him. That is a promise to all of us all the time. If you seek me, you will find me. I'll let myself be found by you and very easily. So may we be found like that, y'all. May I be found on my deathbed, whenever that is, searching for him. I'm still seeking him. You know, John, we hear that all the time, wrote the Gospel of John and when he was 93 years old. And he wrote the letters earlier in his life, but he wrote the Gospel of John in Revelation when his 90s. Man, he was still searching. See, may we be found always searching for him. And see, when you find him, when I find him and when you find him, that's such a great treasure that it really does. Everything else we think, what a waste. You know, what a waste of my life that I've spent my life trying to gain these things that will absolutely mean nothing in the end, right? If Kim Clement would have spent his life, you know, trying to, you know, gain more wealth or put business, he would have found in the end that it was a poor business deal, right? That it was lost. That he may be found, always finding him. Not having a righteousness of my own, which he says. Not in self-righteousness, that's not how you do it. But the gift of righteousness which comes from him on the basis of faith, right? That he's always searching for this immeasurable gift that's been given to us. All the riches of Christ that you have, you possess right now. right? So may today, thinking of these guys wearing red, thinking of these saints who have gone on before us, who've given it all, may we be found doing the same. Amen. So we can end our lives like that, whenever that may be, right? In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.